Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Members, we are going to deal with the Senate roster of new hires and job changes. Mr. Boomhauer, would you join us? This will be easier than a root canal. I think members know who Mr. Boomhauer is. He's the Human Resource Director, was hired six... How long have you been on?
About 10 weeks ago.
10 weeks?
Said he'd never last.
They said he'd never last.
Just kidding.
The hiring process, I was not involved in. It was Mr. Flavin, Ms. Selner. Why don't you just join us quickly at the table and just tell us what the hiring process for Mr. Boomhauer was. Welcome.
Mr. Chair, members, the hiring process began early this fall, and the initial screening was done by the members of the Management Advisory Committee, which was Pat Flavin, Dan Wolf, John Pollard, Faye Sparks, and myself. And we interviewed, I think, 10 or 12 candidates the first time around, and then had a smaller group, three or four people, who were the finalists for the position, and reviewed the resumes, met with them, checked references, and Mr. Boomhauer was the unanimous choice of the committee. I don't know if there's anything else.
And thank you, Mr. Boomhauer, and you come from when? From where?
I was with Department 56, Lennox Group, prior to the state here, and then I do have 5 years of state and local government experience. I was with Doerr early in my career for about 2.5 years, and then I was Director of Human Resources and Labor Relations for the City of Richfield for 2.5 years. And beyond that, about 25 years in the private sector in a variety of companies and human resources.
Great. Thank you.
Makes him 90 years old.
Thanks, Ms. Selner. Okay. And so this is what we do every time we come back into session. We have a roster list of new hires and job changes. Mr. Boomhauer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this format's a little bit different than in the past. We think it's a little bit more user-friendly. What we did is we broke it into three categories. The new hires, there's 31 new hires. Then the second category on the second page is the job changes. There's a total of 51 job changes. And then that's followed up by the temporary hires. There's 45 temporary employees that have been hired here for the session. This represents the changes since the last Rules Committee meeting where men in the roster have been presented.
Okay, members may want to look through this quickly to make sure. I had found one or two little items that had to be fixed, some temporaries that were under permanence, and I think we've gotten those all fixed now. Senator Olson.
So, Mr. Chairman, this does not include any that are not changing jobs from last year to this year, then? We don't. If it were the roster, you'd think it would be everybody. But is it? It's only the new hires, the job changes,
yes,
and the temporaries,
correct.
But not the carryovers who are staying in the same position.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Correct. And did the carryovers, are there some salary differences automatically on some of those carryovers? Not on this list, but...
Where there's salary differences, those are reflected on the carryovers.
No, I'm talking... Oh, so otherwise everybody who's not on this list is getting the same salary they got last year?
Yes.
Okay. And do we have anything built in terms of pay increases? Or is that something that will be decided this legislative session?
I think it comes in July.
There was a pay increase, a general pay increase last July.
So another one would happen this July, potentially?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yes.
Members, I want to just point out for the Majority Leader's Office, my philosophy is I'm going to have fewer people but better paid. And so you will see Ms. Kelm-Helgen is coming in at a higher rate than we've experienced in the majority caucus, at least. And then I wanted to point out this, about halfway down the first page, the thicker column, Gary Hill. You see that, members?
Mm-hmm.
That is titled an executive assistant to the majority caucus. That has historically, in the last few years, that has been a direct person to the majority leader. We are shifting that. That will show up later. That this is a person who, obviously, the buck will stop with my office, but I did not do the hire. Senator Clark and Michelle Kelm-Helgen did that hire. And we are trying to upgrade the communications aspect for the whole Senate. And so this is somebody that's going to be available to a broader array than just the majority leader. And so the person will not start till mid-January, but is physically located next to Senator Clark's office, not mine. So that's a change in concept I just wanted to offer to members of the Rules Committee. So this would not necessarily be a person spending all their time writing bullet points for the chair of the Rules Committee. They may do that at some point, but we would hope this person would be more available to committee chairs and other members of the Senate as they felt appropriate, including the minority caucus, although it is a majority caucus person. But we would hope the person would do the job in a way where on bills that you're jointly working with majority members, you would have access to this person also. That's the concept.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Olson.
Could you elaborate a bit? You said that you are reducing the size of your staff. Could you be a little more specific in
I believe it was
that?
Eight. Under Senator Johnson and Moe, it was seven or eight.
Mm-hmm.
And Hotcher, seven or eight. And my intent would probably be closer to six, maybe five even. Where am I at now? One, two, not five. Closer to six. And there's one specific position that has not been hired. My intent is to go back to more the way Senator Moe had this set up, where he had a top policy person and a chief of staff. And my intent would be to have a higher-paid policy person directly working for the majority leader at some point. Have not hired that person yet.
So, Mr. Chair, is the executive assistant, was that a position that was accounted in the seven or eight, and are you
yes.
not counting that in your
yes.
allotment now?
You moving? It is now, but it's really not going to be there, so that's why I was thinking kind of five almost. But,
mm-hmm. so that would take a place of somebody else in another part of your staffing for your caucus?
Don't bring me down too far of a path there, but Senator Olson, I think that's a fair way to assess that. And so what I'm saying is Mr. Hill's title probably will change to more of a communications title. Okay, and then the other thing that should be noticed here is that we are going back to the system where taxes, finance, and president's office were viewed more as leadership positions. And so there's a reflection of that here for the committee administrators, for those two committees, and for the president, and also the LAs for taxes and finance.
And Mr. Chair, can you point that out on here rather than just a general statement?
Yes, you would look for first name Julie Albrecht. Is Senator Box LA. That's at a little higher level because it's a tax committee. The next one to notice is Chris Rundquist. Where's Chris Rundquist? Third page, Chris Rundquist. He's the CA for the tax committee. Faye Sparks obviously worked for Senator Metzen. Two others.
Angie
was her second page. Angie Haig and Jane Gelbman, right next to each other. So those changes are reflected because of to go back to where the responsibilities of those positions are heavier than perhaps other committees. Is it, Michelle, is that every major thing we should pass out or mention? Dan, is that pretty much everything? Mr. Boomhauer, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
The only other change was these division individuals.
Oh, yes, mention that. Where's that?
They received a 5% bump to their compensation.
This is for Skoy's person?
For Senator Skoy Dibley, is it?
Dibble
and Kubley.
Kubley. Because they are division chairs organizationally.
Of taxes. There's,
one is of taxes. One is of energy, environment and energy. And the other is of transportation. So there's a little bit of recognition there for those particular are they called CAs also?
They're legislative assistants.
Legislative assistants. Yeah. Senator Burgess. Senator Olson.
So, Mr. Chairman, they aren't subcommittee chairs. They're
divisions.
Categorized differently because
yes,
they're finance divisions.
Divisions are recognized by the organizational committee as opposed to just chairs. Subcommittees are set up by chairs of committees.
So the transportation isn't viewed as both policy and budget division or not?
It's
you're looking at the next step down as the division?
Yes. Yes. In the Finance Committee, they're called divisions. So these are that one is a subdivision of the division. In a regular policy committee or taxes, there are no divisions.
Yes. So it's a division, and you're elevating that at that level rather than as the subcommittee.
Right.
They
don't get an extra staff person. They don't get a CA.
Okay.
But just a little recognition of the heavier workload for their LA. And that is something that was done in the past for that. The trade-off is an additional staff person is a CA versus a little more recognition for the LA. Senator Berglund?
That was a clarification I was trying to make. These divisions are not on a par with the divisions of finance.
No.
No.
I just wanted to clarify.
Correct. Correct. And members, there has been quite a bit of discussion that there's other needs that need to be fulfilled in the body, and we hope to deal with a lot of that by July 1st. We can't solve all issues now, but this is a modest step. And I'll just be clear. I don't know if I've mentioned this publicly to anybody, but I actually think Senator Berglund's committee is understaffed.
Yeah.
She's never said that to me, but just the load of work in that division seems to me is somewhere between taxes and finance and other divisions. But now if I've created, maybe I've just thrown out something so somebody can worry about that now, but that's just something that I've noticed over the years. And we ran the risk recently that 2 years ago when we lost a staff person there, we ran the risk of not being able to get the work done. And I think we have to recognize that in the professional area too. Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, How I know that's the purview of the Finance Committee, but how does this change, you know, in terms of a bottom line compare with previous? If there's less numbers or what's the – and is it within money that we still have available for the for this fiscal year?
Senator Olson, it is within the money we currently have, but I think it's fair to say that there will be a lot of work in the next few months gaining control of what the Senate budget actually is to set us up for a discussion in this committee as to how we should have it organized ultimately. And it's been a problem. And so every member of this committee is going to have the opportunity to help us figure out how to get this in a situation where we have a better handle of where we're at. Members have a better handle. I know Mr. Flavin might have a good handle of where the budget's at, but most of the members don't, and we need to get there. So,
So, Mr. Chair, you're not telling me.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't think it's that bad. 80, Mr. Chairman, 85% of the budget is salary, so I kind of the opinion, yes, everything needs work around here, but I think we've been doing a damn good job of managing our Senate's budget. Really, yeah, the last 4 years. I mean, we've stayed about at that same number. Where's Mr. Flavin? We've not gotten goofy. You could throw away pencils, pens, paper, and that's 10 to 12% of the entire budget. So it gets back to salaries around here. And but yes, we look at it some more. Yeah, of course. Has it been bad?
No.
So, and I very seldom kind of, but things have been managed pretty well, in my judgment.
Well, they need to be managed better, Senator Olson.
That's your opinion. Anything could be managed better. Let's put it that way.
Senator Olson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's all nice, and I appreciate, and I'm not suggesting that I disagree with that, but is there, do we know what the difference is between this with the adjustments?
We can calculate a number. Okay. I don't know right now, but do you want a number?
Well, I think it's useful. That's part of managing.
Okay. Well, what I would tell you is that the amount of money being spent in the majority leader's office is significantly less than it has been at this point.
Even with the
increase?
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even after we hire, if I can find somebody that's willing to work for this organization at this pay level, a policy person. Even after that, it'll be smaller than what's been spent in the previous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Senator?
I guess I say this every time I get a chance, and so I won't pass up this chance. I think one of the major problems is the salary at which we bring people in at the beginning. To be a committee administrator is so low that it's almost impossible to get anybody that has any experience or knowledge of the subject area that they're going to work in. And so it's an awful long time of on-the-job training, and I think that does hinder us somewhat in that during that time period of the work that we can accomplish.
So we'll take a motion here. Senator Cohen, do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll move the report.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. Members, we're going to, I will tell you, the partisan staff in the Senate was in a staff meeting the other day, Senator Clark and I just stopped in to say hi. And during that conversation, during my brief comments, I just mentioned that I was hoping to deal with the internal issues of the Senate staff and so forth, hopefully by July 1st this year, if the Rules Committee was able to do that. Obviously, we have to deal with the session, but kind of in addition, I'd like to try to work with that. I've mentioned this to Senator Senjum already. And then I mentioned to them that just a personal work style for me was that it would be better if there were fewer sharp elbows and kind of complaining and back talk, discussing among themselves all the problems. It would probably be better if we just dealt with this in a straightforward way and tried to deal with what we think the organization of the Senate should be and what people should be paid as professionals. And so I'm asking members of the committee to try to do that also. And if someone has an idea or a suggestion, please talk with Senator Senjum and I, rather than getting everybody all wound up in the Capitol. It'll just be more productive. At least give Senator Senjum and I 6 months till July 1st to get things in order. After July 1st, if we screw everything up, then we can go back to normal. But at least give us 6 months to try to get the pay scales where they appropriately should be for the professionals on both the partisan and nonpartisan staff. I think we all know that they're not where they need to be, vis-a-vis the House, the executive branch, local government. We need to fix some of that. And I would also add that I think that the executive branch needs some help. I think we just lost a commissioner of finance. I don't know if she left because of the pay, but I know she's being paid more working for a local school district than she was as commissioner of finance. And that doesn't make any sense, I don't think, does it? So I would hope Senator Cohen's committee would look at that and see if we couldn't even consider kind of fixing some of that at the statewide level. So Anything else? We're going to, hopefully by Wednesday, we're going to deal with housing allowance and per diem issues. Conversations going on now, so any input anybody has with regards, please pass along to Senator Senjum or myself, Senator Clark, Senator Worgen.
What day? Thursday, you said?
Wednesday, hopefully we'll do that. We can do those in the Rules Committee also. Wednesday at 11. Rules Committee is going to meet at 11. It was scheduled for 10. We moved it to 11. Okay. Anything else? Meeting adjourned.
Oh, sorry. What number we think we should tie it to the federal?